Now on the program, we're going to talk about an upcoming series on the campus of Bucknell University called Loneliness and the Four Loves. That is the name of a book that was written by C.S. Lewis. So they're going to have an opportunity to talk about precisely what that means. And the Bucknell Faculty Staff Christian Association, Bucknell Catholic Campus Ministry, Office of Religious and Spiritual Life, and Bucknell Orthodox Christian Fellowship have joined together to sponsor the series of conversations on loneliness and the four loves. It will coincide with the lead-up to Valentine's Day and will be could be considered an alternative to the University Sex Positive Week. All of this is designed to address the problem of loneliness, which is especially acute among young people today. They say loneliness is epidemic in our culture today, and they invite individuals on campus to come and join a reading group that will explore how to heal it by developing loving relationships. The Four Loves focuses on the unity yet distinctness of affection, friendship, eros, and charity, or agape. From a Christian perspective, Lewis draws on classical philosophical understandings of the Four Loves combined with biblical insights in a way that can be helpful for people of all faith or no faith backgrounds. So, in addition to the reading lessons or reading opportunities, there will be four lunchtime discussions that start this coming Thursday. Now, most of this will be observed in February, but they're getting started this month with the luncheons. One of them is this Thursday. And we have the facilitator of those luncheons with us, the co-facilitator, Kelsey Chubrinsky. Mm-hmm. Right? I got it. Okay. Welcome aboard.
Thank you, Mark.
I really appreciate you coming in. You are an assistant Catholic campus minister at Bucknell University. Mm-hmm. Explain what campus ministry, the Catholic campus ministry does, if you don't mind.
Sure. The Catholic campus ministry provides a place that students who are Catholic or not can come and hang out, talk about these themes, and then also go to Mass, go to retreats, community service, and go outside of the Bucknell bubble, as we say, to do things that are a little bit outside the classroom, and they get to really put their faith into action. So my job is to facilitate that, but then also to counsel students who come to me and who just want to talk, and I'm there for them just as a presence on campus, especially for our Catholic students.
All right. Well, we certainly hear plenty on campus. They talk about some things that maybe aren't ideal that are happening on campus, maybe mm-hmm. a breakdown of relationships or promiscuity or things like that. But you're here to tell us that for those students who have a strong faith or any faith or no faith, I guess, you're there for them. And there's other ministries on campus. We talked about the Orthodox Christian Fellowship, mm-hmm. which I'm sure Alf Sievers has a lot to do with, and the Bucknell Christian Association. So there are places to turn, and it's not to be crude, but it's not quite the lawless frontier that folks might think it might be.
Mm-hmm. And it's really great for our groups to combine. We have a lot of great relationships already forged, and if Alf could be there in the classroom, I could be there for them outside of their classroom.
All right. So, yeah, and Alf is a professor of humanities at Bucknell. We've talked to him about a wide range of topics around here over the years. Well, let's talk about loneliness.
Sure.
Why is this being brought up and talked about?
Yes, I see it every single day in my job. I see this hookup culture that is pervading our society. There's no longer this idea of the male taking the female out on a date. There's no longer this courting. It's just simply hooking up, going to parties, and it's leaving my students very lonely. We're in an age now where we seem to be so connected with our phones and our technology, social media. We have them on us all the time. And yet, that connectedness is causing students to feel more disconnected than ever. They're comparing themselves with this image that's fake, that's on social media, and they see their friends or even just acquaintances, people they don't even know, doing crazy things, so they think they need to be doing crazy things and having a boyfriend and having the ideal relationship, and it's leaving them feel more hollow and lonely than ever before.
Well, how can you be more connected, more hooked up, more partied, more near other people? I think my grammar's falling apart here, but be lonelier.
And lonely, yeah, and to feel alone in a crowd is what I often see. Students are not taking care of one another. They're out and they're doing their own thing, and it's, oh yeah, call me when it's time to go. Like they know they have this phone to fall back on, and yet that human interaction is lacking. So by doing this book study, by talking about the different loves and by talking about this, the highest love, agape, we're hoping that we can come away with just more awareness that there's more out there than just this, what the culture tells us is the correct way to do it, this use and abuse culture.
What will you talk about in the luncheons? What sort of remarks will you facilitate?
Yeah, each day, each of the 4 or 5 sessions, we're going to focus on a different of the loves. And it's mostly going to be a discussion group, so it's not going to be prescribed questions. It's not going to be like a class. It's not going to be like the students are coming to another class. It's going to be they're coming with their thoughts and their reflections based on these 4 loves and how can we put them into our lives? How can we apply them? How can we apply the themes that we're already seeing in our life? And just to open up the discussion, because I think that's where it starts. We need to start talking about it. We can't just act like this hookup culture is what we want to continue with.
I don't know who said it, but somebody once said everybody has a God-shaped hole in them. And so you make sure that students are aware that you can help address that need.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. Exactly. And, you know, all students are crying out for that relationship with God. And as a Catholic campus minister, it's my duty to provide them the space to explore that. This is one of those opportunities where, and it's not just Catholic students, it's anybody with no faith, as you said earlier, who can come and explore who they are and who they're becoming and how that fits in light with their relationship with God. And we are all searching. We're all on this spiritual journey, and we're searching for that truth. And I'm hoping that through this book, our students can discover that truth within themselves.
And what are some of the takeaways that students will have? They'll walk away with what thoughts and they'll walk away with what in hand?
I'm hoping, well, first in hand, they all get a free book that they can come back to again and again, because it is a book that you have to read more than once. It's a bit philosophical. But in that, I'm hoping that we can empower them to not just go with the flow of the crowd and instead just maybe change the way they think, change the way they care for one another, change the way they care for themselves and how they can love themselves as they're discovering who they are. In the time when they're age 18 to 22, it's a very instrumental time in their lives to figure out what do I want to do when I grow up, the age-old question, but then who am I becoming in that process? I'm hoping that they'll be able to think and just give them more tools to come away with after graduating from Bucknell.
What if we don't do this? What's at stake here? What if we never...
It's a great question.
Yeah, it's never brought up and talked about.
That's a great question. And, you know, what's at stake is the rest of our culture and the rest of... if you're going to go with the rest of how the world is, it often leads to this loneliness or this hollow feeling. And then, of course, I'm going to say the afterlife is at stake. That is what we are all working towards in the end. And if we don't have our eyes on that afterlife, on our death, as morbid as it sounds, then the rest of our life will be meaningless. So giving students meaning to what they're doing now.
Well, yeah, I was going to say you can't get too far if you start talking about eternal damnation on campus, but but giving their lives meaning now.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It sounds like they are yearning for that. Is that true?
Yeah, absolutely. No matter who they are. Actually, I wouldn't even just say students. I would say all people are yearning for...
It's a human condition.
It is a human condition. For what, in the daily grind of life, what are we doing and why are we doing it? It's kind of like what makes us wake up in the morning. Is it just to make money? Or is it for that something greater, that for the greater glory of God? And as a Catholic campus minister, that kind of gives my work a little bit more meaning as well. I know I want students to understand, and I want them to come away from Bucknell knowing who they are, and how then can I take that out into the world, and how can I help other people come along with me and feel that love and also find love eventually, if that is their true call.
Well, how about that? You want them to meet somebody with whom they can be a companion as well?
Yeah, in time, if that's what they are meant to do. And if not, that's not. It's individual.
Okay. An additional remark, anything else you would like to say about this? This is a series coming up primarily intended for folks on the Bucknell campus, so this isn't an all-call for everybody to converge on campus, but for an additional mark about loneliness and the 4 loves coming
up.
Yeah,
I'm so thankful that Bucknell has given us the opportunity to have this on campus and to be able to, the flexibility and the freedom to just come together during our lunchtime. It's really not much. It's an hour each time, so 4 or 5 hours, and I'm just very thankful for the opportunity and for the support we already had around 20 people to 25 people get books from me who are already committed to the study. So it's really encouraging to see the support.
Kelly Chabrinsky's assistant Catholic campus minister of Bucknell University. The series starts this week and continues through February. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much, Mark.